Hey, you sneaky freaks, do you like this show? Do you want the full 360 experience?
You know you do. Just go to YouTube and search for Sex Talk with My Mom and watch us.
You are listening to a Pleasure Podcast. For more from our Sex Podcast Collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
I was a little disappointed. I mean, I had no intention of buying any floggers while I'm here, but now knowing that it would be a little more challenging, you know, it's just... kind of puts a damper on my time in Buenos Aires.
Oh my God.
It's uncomfortable to talk about sex, but sometimes it's important to get uncomfortable. Sex Talk with My Mom is the best mom-son podcast about sex.
It's the only one as well.
My mother is a cougar.
My son is a clown.
In a nutshell, my dad died, so my mother decided to create a YouTube channel all about sex, like all mothers do.
And then my son decides to use my material in his stand-up comedy routines.
And thus, Sex Talk with My Mom was born. Welcome to Sex Talk with My Mom. I'm Cam Potter.
And I'm Karen Lee Potter.
That's my lovely mother. We're chatting about sex on a weekly basis. And let's just dive into it with the question of the week. How about that, mother?
I think that's a great call. We have a question of the week each time for our little sneaky freaks. This one, did I think of this?
You did think of this. I'm wondering how you thought of this.
Because I had some turnoffs.
The question of the week is, what's your number one turnoff when you're in the sack? Mom, what were you turned off by that you decided to make this the question of the week?
I was thinking there over the years, I've been turned off by so many things, and most of them involved extra excrement.
Extra excrement? There's a normal amount of excrement that should exist, and this is extra?
Well, we know that there's going to be some ejaculation on both the man and the woman's part.
You're talking about heterosexual relationships over your mother.
All right. Anyone's part, there's going to be ejaculations.
Okay. So that's an excrement.
It's an excrement. You don't expect anything more than that, but there's other things that are big turnoffs, like if there's any kind of bad breath or poop or what?
What is your number one turnoff, Mood?
Any kind of excrement that's not part of the semen, saliva. Even saliva gets me.
Have you had an experience where someone shits on you or something?
No. Yeah, no. But I have had experiences where someone just literally drooled into my mouth, like a long spittle of drool from... I didn't even know what to do.
Some people are into that, you know that?
I know. I'm not into any of that stuff, and I don't like bad breath, and I don't like snoring.
Okay, this is supposed to be the number one turnoff. You have a whole list of turnoffs over here.
So the number one turnoff is...
Did you just say snoring?
Snoring is a turnoff.
When you're in the sack, somehow the person started snoring when you're fucking?
Right after. Immediately after, following. Turned over and started snoring. That's a big turnoff.
Big turnoff.
But I guess the worst turnoff for me, since I have a very sensitive nose, is a real bad BO. Someone's got a bad smell to them. I don't like that at all.
Well, okay.
So I can't give you the number one because there's
no,
there's
you
a
just
lot
gave
of
me
them.
A fucking list of 10 of them.
I was thinking that there might be even more. Like bad... bad, like, smell out of their breath.
So I'm sensing a lot of hygiene things here.
Yeah. What about you?
I'm thinking mine is actually more emotional. You know, if I find that the person is... What?
I just figured you'd say something else, like some basic instinct, like, you know, you have a very sensitive smell. I mean, you've told me on a number of accounts, like, get in the car and you're like, oh, your breath smells.
Hey, listen... I don't, you think I like hooking up with someone with a stinky snatch? Absolutely not. But
A stinky snatch?
I'm not a fan. But
where did you come to this? This is lately. This is, you're on a road trip and you think you come up with these new terms.
You're talking about the fact that I'm in Buenos Aires right now?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not coming up with new terms in Buenos Aires. No one will know what a stinky snatch is. Okay, here's what I'm trying to say. Even though that is a turnoff, it is not my number one turnoff. The number one turnoff is if someone is mean to me or, you know, somehow, I guess makes me feel very uncomfortable, maybe laughing at me during sex. You ever had that? Someone
Has
laughs
that
at you?
Has that happened to you?
I don't know.
No.
I'm laughing with the person most of the time.
With me or at me?
At.
What would they laugh at me at?
I don't know. So you might have done something awkward or weird or, you know, jizzed all over the ceiling or something like that. I don't know.
Okay. No one has ever said that to me. at all. But people, I laugh with people in the sack, so who knows? Maybe they're not. Maybe they're laughing at me and not with me.
You never know these things. But anyway, my number one turnoff would be if the person is actually mean to me.
Mean to you?
Yeah, mean to me.
Or you feel unsafe, emotionally unsafe.
Don't like that shit. Yeah. Number one turnoff.
I guess that would be a huge turnoff for someone who's like literally sleeping.
Yeah.
And not it, you know, just like going
starfishing. Yeah, yeah.
I also did not like the one time that the guy was like not at all trying to please me and just going right to, you know, wham bam, thank you ma'am, and then turns on porn and wants to do it again.
Oh wow. That is literally he's like using you like a fleshlight. Just a
yes.
hole.
Yeah.
Not a fun experience.
But I still think if that somebody accidentally sharted in bed, that would be more of a turnoff than that.
Well, we did have a sneaky freak that happened to. Speaking of the sneaky freaks, let's turn to their responses.
Let's do it.
So if you're a new listener, please know that our wonderful listeners that are sneaky freaks, every week they have the opportunity to answer our text message of the week. We text out a weekly question. If you want to participate in this, please give us a text at 310-356-3920. That's our number.
That's our text line.
Hit us up. So once again, the question of the week is, what's your number one turnoff when you're in the sack? Right out the gate, I want to read the elder statesman Tom's response, because I think he really captured the essence of this. He says, strong body odor is a turnoff.
I agree.
In my single days, I briefly dated a beautiful woman who actually got turned on by the smell and taste of sweat. We'd been outside on an especially hot and humid July day, no washing, bathing, or even a wet towel. We came inside, no AC, and she came up behind me, jerking my shorts down. She started licking my sweaty balls and entire crotch. And she was on fire. I began to return the favor, but the sweaty pussy and butt smells were overwhelming, and I pulled away. She had to settle for some finger banging and some good old doggy style. I think that's a wonderful solution to this scent issue.
I honestly don't think I can come back from that.
You don't. You think after this, the stanky pussy and butt smells, you would just be out?
I think I told you about this a couple of weeks ago. I didn't like when I was at a strip club and the male stripper was sweating and he's trying to sit in my lap or rub up next to me, and it was disgusting. It was just all sweat. I'm not into the sweat.
The sweat's a little, you know, I've started to get into my own. Are you into your own sweat?
No, I'm not into my own sweat either. That's why I use native deodorant.
I'm kind of into my own sweat. I think I enjoy my own musk.
Okay. How many times have I gotten in the car when you said I had bad breath?
I don't enjoy your breath, but I enjoy my own odor.
What is that odor of?
I don't know how you describe it. It's kind of like it's a little mustardish smell.
Mustard.
Mustardish. So Lisa says, besides halitosis, skipping the foreplay and just trying to immediately stick it in. That's her number one turnoff. So she, of course, acknowledges that halitosis is the number
one. Didn't I just describe a similar halitosis, but didn't I describe that same situation where the guy, and I think I talked about this on the podcast, he left the door open in hopes that his brother would walk in and join in on us.
Some fucked up shit.
That is one of the worst experiences I've ever had.
But that was skipping the foreplay and just trying to stick it in?
Yes.
That's a horrible, horrible encounter, mother.
Yeah, all around. But he didn't have any stanky-ass, musky smells either. I don't know what the musky smell.
The musk. Kaylee says,
I am turned on by good smells.
A little pheromone action?
Yeah, I like that.
Kaylee says, I hate when a guy asks me what I want or asks me what I'm into. Honestly, no questions. Please just act like you know what you're doing. For the love of God, don't make me validate you during sex. I'm already struggling to validate myself. Wait until I ask after or ask during a non-sex time or something. Wow. That's a tough one. You know, I could imagine, well, I've been in situations where she's like, what are you into? And then I respond, usually, oh, I'm kind of into everything.
I'm into everything.
Fucking into everything.
That's so cute.
It's cute?
It's cute.
Well,
I agree with her on 100% and all that.
Okay. You don't like the constant questioning. What do you want to do? What do you
I
into?
Think
you
I've, just disc- fucking I've make discussed it happen. This too. When this guy kept going, are you okay? Are you okay? Is that okay? Shut the fuck up with the okays. I can't stand it. It's the same person that turned over and started snoring.
My God. You hit some fucking stunky guys.
Stinky.
Stinky, stunky, fucked. Okay.
Drooling. I don't like the drooling. Ugh.
Jackie goes, my turnoff during sex is my partner trying to have a conversation or asking questions that require more than a one-word answer. I just want to be in the moment and the talking gets my head completely out of the game. Trying to have a conversation like during a massage. You don't want to be having a conversation during massage, during sex. You want to be experiencing what the body sensation, the sensations.
I have to say that something happened recently that I'm not really happy about.
What the fuck?
I noticed that I was in bed with D's.
Oh, God.
And all of a sudden I was looking for some stuff, you know, to set up the room or whatever, and I see he's texting somebody. The fuck does he need to be texting somebody when we're about to make out?
The fuck is he texting? Who was he texting?
I don't even know. I was just like, what the fuck was that?
You need a fucking eye on the ball.
Yeah.
Eye on the prize.
Add that to the list. No texting during sex. It's a turnoff.
Turnoff. Trish says, easy. The selfish man. He comes and is done. He doesn't even care if she gets an orgasm or not. That is a number one turn. That is a huge turnoff.
See, apparently I thought I was so unique with my answers, but I've gone through the whole laundry list of turnoffs.
Christian says, when foreplay is starting and she goes down on me but keeps her eyes on the TV, I instantly get soft and then it is somehow my fault. This guy's getting a fucking beach. This guy's getting a beach and she's fucking looking at the TV still. Are you kidding me? I probably wouldn't go soft because my penis is, you guys know, it's very, very, it's fucking sensitive as fuck. But I would be emotional. My emotional boner would go down.
Emotional boner? What the hell is an emotional boner?
You know the emotion, the soul boner. Oh, yeah.
Soul. Are you making these things up? I've never heard of this before.
This is an interesting one from Andrew. When I'm in the process of doggy style, it's a turnoff for her to slowly lean to the side. It's doable, but frustrating. Okay. I'm having trouble picturing what the fuck this is.
I'm trying to visualize.
She's leaning slowly to the side?
Why?
I don't fucking know what that is.
I have to visualize doggy style, first of all. Okay. And what do you mean she's leaning? What is she leaning? What is she looking at on the side?
Like a fucking leaning tower of Pisa situation.
Why is she leaning towards the side, though?
No
what is she
idea.
At?
No fucking clue. I don't know.
Maybe she wants to see what he's doing or something.
I have no clue what that is, but it's a turnoff to this guy, Andrew.
Andrew, I understand.
Brian says, poor hygiene. I was once with a young lady for several weeks dating and building up the sexual tension, but didn't actually get naked together. Finally, one evening, we planned on actually getting naked and having actual sex. And when I removed her pants and underwear, the room filled with a horrible smell. Needless to say, I was not enthused about proceeding, but pushed through, doing the absolute minimum with the only thought in my head was to get out, and I did. Wow. That is not a fun surprise.
I want to say our sneaky freaks are such excellent storytellers.
Yeah.
I had the whole visual there, and I don't know. How do you keep going when it's just, ugh, God.
The whole room filled with the smell? It's not a good.
I mean, I'm at a point now where I almost feel like, I mean, prostitutes do this. I've read about this. They ask the guy to go take a shower or take a shower with them. And then they don't have to worry about the smell that they have to encounter. Because I would imagine prostitutes or sex workers have encountered some stinky-ass smells.
Stanky smells. I love doing a little shower beforehand. You know me. I think one of the last encounters I had to ask the girl.
You're a Pisces. You're a water boy.
I had to ask the girl, please stop what you're doing. I need to go take a shower before we could proceed. That actually was inconvenient timing, but I get the sentiment.
Wait, when did you do this? I never heard this story that you just
said. I shared this on the podcast at some point. Yeah. Okay. It was not a good moment. Luckily, she was not mean and she was understanding. Sierra says, spitting. I've been with a couple guys who weren't into foreplay.
Yes.
But one guy noticed I wasn't fully turned on and decided to spit on me. He sat up above me and let a large stream drip from his mouth down to between my legs. While I was trying to understand what I just saw, he made a throat sound and spit on me again. That was a total no.
I 100% agree with her. That is my number one. That's my number one. That guy that had the long thing of drool coming right from his mouth into my mouth. I almost threw up.
How viscous is this drool that's going all the way down from the mouth, all the way down to the large stream drift from his mouth between the legs? This is a long, viscous. This is like he's sucking on lollipops or something beforehand.
Viscous. What is viscous?
And then he makes a throat sound and spits on her again when she tries to clarify. This is a bad situation.
I'm telling you, I know the answer. I know the reason. I shouldn't say the answer. I know the reason. The reason is because, seriously, porn. I've seen this in porn. I've seen it in porn. And then women are like, and they like to spit instead of use lube down below. No. Spit is not as good as lube. I don't care who you are. And I got a story. Stay tuned, folks.
This is where we need to fucking Uber lube.
I got an Uber lube story coming up. Coming your way.
Coming up hot.
Coming up hot, yeah.
Drew says, biggest turnoff is not being into it. Vanilla is boring. Ha ha. Not being into it. I guess he's just saying he likes a little freaky shit, you know?
Also, it's like, if the person is just going through the motions and not like coming up with fun things to do, I don't know.
Yeah. Joe says a dirty ass.
That's right to the point. I mean, Joe, 100% agree with Joe.
Kid, listen to Cassie. She says, bad smells. Last week, my husband and I were going for a quickie and his breath was so bad, I kept imagining every little kiss on my skin leaving a stinky smell. So I stopped him gently and said, do you have any mints at your desk? He laughed and said, no, do I need one? And I said, yes, while laughing. And he said, no time, we just won't kiss, and picked up where we left off. I love that he knows me and didn't take it personally or let it ruin the mood. Is that so sweet?
Cassie is one of the sweetest people I know.
You know that she said that in the kindest way someone could tell you that your breath smells like ass.
Yeah. I'm not as kind. I would
say, excuse me, breath, do something about it.
I can't stand it. I cannot stand it. Well, you should talk. It came from my father. My father had such a sensitive nose, your papa, that he literally wouldn't allow my mother to wear perfume because it was so pungent to him. He didn't the smell. And a lot of people have, that olfactory, is it olfactory?
A lot of olfactory. Listen to these next few ones because I'll just rattle them off because there's a lot of them, okay? Jacqueline says, bad breath, bad body odor, and total silence. Total silence is an interesting one.
I don't mind it.
I don't mind total silence, actually.
It's probably one of the only times that I could say that Deez is somewhat silent.
Cheryl says the number one turnoff, hands down, is bad smells. Actually, any smell that's not clean, fresh from the shower. No one needs sweat, I think a sweaty ass smell, wafting up during the horizontal tango. And don't forget bad breath. Please brush your teeth.
You know, and some people, I mean, I was just listening to a podcast this morning, not a podcast, it was a TikTok live, and they were talking, it was a wife talking about her husband who's had dental issues, I guess, so she doesn't want to kiss him because he's got some, like, decaying teeth and root canals and all this other, and I don't think I can handle it. And then I started thinking, I know that D is going in for a root canal, I wonder what that means.
Oh, you think he's just going to start getting some bad breath now?
No, I'm saying maybe he already has some decaying teeth that I don't want to be part of. I'm going to have to wait and see what happens in the weeks to come.
Oh, God. Joseph says the number one turnoff is young women who think they're hot so they don't have to do anything but starfish. You know what starfish is, Mom?
So let, yeah, when you just lay there.
Yeah. We know. I tried to explain to this concept to someone in Spanish recently.
Why?
I was trying to explain that that's not a fun thing to experience.
So far I've noticed that it's either a physical smell or taste or spit or what,
correct,
or whatever, or
yeah,
it's not being into sex and being into only into what pleases you. It seems to be,
that's right,
too, but no one said what you said, which is feeling,
yeah, no one did,
you know,
say
picked on
being a meanie. Yeah, yeah. One last one to finish us off. All right.
Wait, I'm looking down and Pat is saying hygiene, wash that snatch, exclamation mark.
Another stinky snatch situation. Gary says, I have to say, when the other person farts when you're eating them out. That's horrifying.
Gary,
that is not a fun experience. It's fucking not fun.
Save the best for last. I'm telling you, that is the only time that I will squeeze those muscles together so that they cannot.
It's the only time that you hold into fart?
It's the only time I can think of. Maybe, yeah, even I was once in a funeral and. I don't think I held it. I think I had a laughing attack with my sister.
Oh, my God. You farted during the funeral?
Farting in the funeral. That concludes our question of the week from our sneaky freaks.
Thank you very much to everyone who contributed to that number one turnoff. You know, it's very interesting to hear all your perspectives. I learn a lot from you, so thank you. Join us. Our number is in the episode's description. It's the first line of all these episodes. Just give us a little text there, and we'll send you a text, one text a week. It's very easy. It's a wonderful way to connect.
And that number again is?
310-356-3920. All right, Mother, let's start with you. What's going on in your life? How has it been?
It's been just fine. I'm in the wedding mode. Your sister's getting married, so we're planning some stuff.
This shit's many months away.
Yeah, this is a big nodal event. You don't just walk in and say, let's get married. It's a whole ordeal.
It's an endeavor.
But I wanted to bring up something that happened regarding Uber Lube.
Our favorite fucking lube.
I mentioned it earlier, and I'm going to tell you this is a strange thing that has happened to me. It's never happened before, but I've never, you know, well, I'm just going to launch right into it. I had a handyman over at my place the other day, and he brought me a present because he didn't have the right parts, and we had to come back and forth. So he brought me a puzzle that someone had given him, and I thought, that's so sweet of him. Now I felt obligated to give him a present back. But
hold on. The fuck? He's bringing you a present because he didn't have parts? He brought you a puzzle?
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
What kind of puzzle is this?
It was the Who, the rock group The Who. Who you, as you know, and most of the sneaky freaks know, that I kissed Roger Daltrey.
Did you share that? Did you tell that to the fucking plumber, or who was this guy?
I did tell him. I said, "It's funny that you brought me The Who. Did I mention that I liked The Who at any point?" He goes, "No. It was just that somebody had He kind of re-gifted. Someone had given it to him, and he decided to bring it for some reason. He thought I would like it."
Oh, my fucking
God. It was completely innocent.
Okay.
Anyway, so he finishes the work, and I said, "Listen, can you do me a favor? The keyhole on my front door is difficult for me to open with my key. Can you put a little WD-40 in there and make it, you know, slippery? So it'd be easier to use." He said, "Sure, but I don't have any WD-40. I go, "Well, I got a solution. Uber Lube."
No fucking way. Uber Lube to save the day.
To save the day. Yes. Uber Lube is our favorite lube, as you know. And we're not even doing an ad. I'm just saying it's our favorite lube. And I happen to have extra bottles of it lying around. So I gave him the Uber Lube. He put it in it, and the key is going in and out perfectly fine. Everything is great. And I said, "Listen, do you have any of this Uber Lube at home or anything?" And he goes, "No." And I go, "Well, would you like to keep the bottle?" And he goes, "Oh, I'd love it. Thank you." I go, "You know, it's used for more than just keyholes."
He
goes,
my
"Yeah,
God.
I usually use coconut oil or something like that."
Oh, my God.
I go, "Well, enjoy it. Let me know how you like it."
What's going on here? What's going on? Why do you need to know how he likes using the lube?
I thought that's something that, you know, he'd like to, I always want to find out if people are, you know, satisfied and I'm helping them out with their sex lives.
Oh
and,
my God.
Well, anyway, so he texts me the night before saying, thank you for the lube. And how's the key working? And I said, everything is great. Thank you very much. And then the next morning, he calls me. And I'm like, why is he calling me? You know, the next day, we're done. And he says, I think I got myself in a little bit of a jam. I go, what? He goes, well, I should have said something to my girlfriend about the lube because she saw it. And now she thinks I'm cheating on her. I go, oh, man, I'm so sorry to hear that. But why would she think that? He goes, I should have probably just said that, you know, it was given by a client. I said, oh, yeah. Is there anything I can do to make it, you know, make you feel better? And he goes, yeah, can you talk to her? She's in this car with me right now. Can you put her on speakerphone? I go, okay, put her on speakerphone. And I said, hey, I just want you to know that, you know, this guy is a stand-up guy you got there. He's such a sweetheart. And we weren't doing anything that it was not, you know, completely appropriate. And she's like, hello.
She's cold.
Like, she's cold as fish. Like,
she's
like,
not giving you any benefit of the doubt.
Yeah. Oof. She literally like, yeah. And I'm like, you do. I said, I was just, you know, there's no way that he was doing anything wrong. I was watching football with my boyfriend. We were fighting about it, actually. And I was glad to get out of the room with him. But there was nothing going on with me and your boyfriend. And he's a great guy. And I hope you
understand. How old is this guy?
He had to be in his late 20s.
What the fuck?
I know.
You're double his age.
It's not even the age thing. It's like.
Come on. What the fuck?
Anyway, so then I go, just so you know, we're sponsored by their company. That's why I have extra bottles lying around the house.
You start pitching the podcast to her?
No.
You didn't drop sex talk with my mom?
I did not bring it up. I thought, you know what? I'm already in quite a pickle here.
Oh, my fucking God.
Anyway, that was the end of that story. She seemed to have forgiven him. I will let the sneaky freaks know if there's any further developments in that story.
How further could it get?
They were only dating for like 4 months. And I'm thinking if she's already getting worried about him cheating after, you know, only being together 4 months.
It's not a good sign.
They got some issues going on over there.
They got some issues. Yep.
So anyway, as promised, I delivered.
I'm glad that
with
you
the
delivered.
Uber story.
You know, I also, I had an interesting encounter. I'm not drinking the tap water in Buenos Aires, Argentina. So I have to buy bottled water. Okay. And I went to the corner store on my street at night and I got a big bottle of water and he charged me 300 pesos. I said, okay, give him the 300 pesos. It's about $1.50 or something. And the next day I go in again during the day this time to get a bottle of water. Okay.
Now
it's a different guy. It's a young girl. She charges me 260 pesos. And I go, what the fuck's going on? I go, does it get more expensive at night? She goes, no. She goes, why you ask? I said, because I came here last night. It was 300. And she goes, oh, that guy shouldn't have done that. I'm like, oh, God, the fuck's about to happen. So I went in today. And the girl's there again by the fucking water. And she goes, you won't have an issue again. This is all in Spanish. I go, what do you mean I'm not going to have an issue again? And she goes, we talked to the guy. He's new here. He's not going to be doing that again. I go, what do you mean?
He's new?
I go, is he still working here? And she's like, he's still working here. But we showed him, he tried to lie and say that he didn't sell you this bottle of water. But then we showed him the video of it. They're checking the footage with this kid. For
40 cents?
It's 40 pesos. It's like not even, it's maybe 10 cents. It's insane. Oh, God.
Cam, you cost the guy his job.
I told her at the time, listen, it's not a big deal. I don't care if the fucking 40 cent, the 40 peso difference.
Did she give you your money back?
No, she didn't do that. That would have been the right thing to do.
100% that would have been the right thing to do.
No. Instead, she yelled at the guy. So now I'm scared to fucking walk past the goddamn corner store.
I would not. I think you could go to the next store.
Go to the different store. So I can't go to that corner store now.
You know, I think in big cities, this happens, that they tend to take advantage of you. Like, I think this happened when we were in New York with the
I understand why
bottles of water there. Sometimes you go walking in, like, it's $2. Next thing you know, the next place is $6. Like, what's going on?
Yeah, I understand why he's doing it. I understand he's trying to make a little money.
Is he keeping the 40 cents?
Yes, he's taking a little tip. The fuck do you think he's doing with the 40 cents?
I don't know. Maybe he just thought it was, you know, tax or something.
No, there's no tax. No. I went into another store. I went to a sex shop, an Argentine sex shop.
Why?
I wanted to explore what the fuck that's like for the podcast.
Do you ever, in Los Angeles, do you go to sex stores?
I've been in sex, actually, the first store I went into after the pandemic, after 2 years and not walking into stores, was a kink-friendly sex shop.
Really?
Yeah, I just walked in to see. I was actually looking for the bathroom, but
what?
To see what was going on there. Yeah, I was looking for a bathroom.
So you're looking for a bathroom? You have the sex store.
The sex store is very clean, very clean.
I was thinking it would not be a clean bathroom.
Sparkling. The stock room in Silver Lake. If you're ever looking for a bathroom, very friendly people, a lot of bondage, great bathrooms.
Cam, can you imagine what kind of action was going on in those bathrooms?
No one's fucking in the bathroom. They're fucking against planks of wood, you know, that's in the main room. They're not going to the bathroom for this.
They probably are. They probably masturbating.
No, they just do it straight up in the main bathrooms. Room. No. You do it straight. Of course. Anyway, these people were delightful. I actually noticed... You know, I saw a lot of the sponsors of the show featured in that little sex shop, but I noticed they didn't have a lot of kink and fetish toys.
Is that what you were looking for?
No, I was just looking to make friends. But
you were looking to make friends in a sex shop?
Yeah, why not? And I did make friends. Shout out to Savage Sex Shop in Palermo, Buenos Aires. But they gave me this little penis pop.
How nice of them. Why are you walking around with it in your pocket?
I haven't eaten it yet. It's a little penis lollipop. I found out why they don't have the fetish and kink stuff.
Why?
They apparently, first of all, it's a combination of, you know, it's a kind of a Catholic country, not as progressive in terms of kink and fetish. Yeah, however,
and actually that's true about cougars too.
What?
They're not cougar friendly. I remember talking to an Argentine guy when we went there, and he said, "They don't think that's cool."
Really?
Yeah.
Well, maybe things have changed. I don't know. I asked him where the fuck that, you know, all the whips and shit is, and he said, "They charge such high taxes on the sex toys and this and any sex paraphernalia in Buenos Aires and Argentina in general that these toys become very pricey. And so if it's not essential, like vibrators or clit stimulators, people aren't, it's not worth it for them to keep it in stock. How interesting is that?
Wow.
So this is a community deprived of, you know, floggers, deprived of nipple clamps.
Well, wait a second. How do they know that, like, the flogger is not used for, like, flogging a horse or a dog?
They did show me some. They showed me like a couple, but not a great selection. Okay, that's my update.
Disappointed?
I was a little disappointed. I mean, I had no intention of buying any floggers while I'm here, but now knowing that it would be a little more challenging, you know, it just kind of puts a damper on my time in Buenos Aires.
Oh my God.
So what was the story that you wanted to talk about gummies?
Oh, I was just going to say that, your brother comes over and I'm all freaked out about doing any gummies because I never know how long they're going to last. But your brother comes over, he just pops one in his mouth. His friend pops one in, and I'm like, okay, we're watching a football game. I guess I'm going to pop one in my mouth.
Oh, my God.
That was fun. We all got stoned.
Is Stone watching the Bears game?
Yeah. We needed to because it was a brutal game.
How many milligrams was this?
Two.
Two is a good number.
For you and I, it's much more effective. I don't think your brother or the other one felt anything from it.
This is the type of microdose that Lumi Gummies provides, that type of quantity. Yeah. It's perfect.
It's perfect.
Perfect. Is it time for Hit On or Shit On?
Or Shit On.
Hit On or Shit On is a segment where we listen to your comments and determine if they are a hit on or a shit on. So what do we got this week, Mother?
I had another proposal.
What?
All right, why don't you read it?
Hello, my friendie. I'm Amani from Algeria. I follow your channel since a long time, and I really interest in you and are very gorgeous. I want a serious relationship. I'm single, 32. Nice to meet you again. Kisses and hugs. Heart face, angel, heart face, ring, diamond.
Was that a proposal with a diamond ring?
I don't know. I think that, he mentioned that you're gorgeous, very gorgeous. And
I like that.
He wants a serious relationship.
Yeah. So do you think I should
that
do
might
it?
Be that might indicate wedding. I would say go for it.
Maybe your sister and I could do a double wedding together.
You and Amani.
Army,
Amani, whatever the fuck his name is. Yeah, I'd say that's a hit on, Mother.
I think that's a hit on. Is that a shit on to you?
I don't think so. I don't think I was really brought up in this, and because it was a direct email, I don't find it offensive. When it comes through our joint email box, I get much more offended.
Yeah. All right. So that's all I have for hit on or shit on. If you want to find more, just go to TikTok and you'll see lots of shit ons there.
That is not all for hit on or shit on, Mother. I received a message that I would like to share.
Oh, let's hear that.
Yeah. So I posted a video of myself dancing bachata with someone recently.
Bachata?
Bachata is a very sensual form of Latin dance.
I think I saw you trying to do that.
What do you mean trying? What is that? Trying.
I think I saw you like...
Dancing?
You were doing good.
Yeah.
You were following her lead.
Dancing,
yeah.
Dancing, not trying. Dancing.
Yes.
I received a message from Luisa, one of the sneaky freaks, who says, it was in Spanish, she says, tiene más sabor una paleta de vidrio. And
what
I says, what does that mean? She says, a glass lollipop has more flavor than you.
Okay. Oh. I'm going with that's a hit on.
That you think that's a hit on?
Yeah, maybe glass, Luisa wanted to teach you.
A glass lollipop has more flavor than you. That's not a hit on, Mom. That is a full-blown shit on.
All right, it's a shit on. I was trying to make the best of lemon out of lemonades, but that, I guess, yeah. Well, you also put a professional dancer with the same person that you were that was teaching you, so that made it maybe... Maybe it pointed out your flaws.
Yeah, someone else wrote A for effort.
That's what I'm saying. You gave it a good effort.
Thank you. Thank you for that hit on. Luisa, that's still a shit on. Thank you for all your guys' comments. That's hit on or
honestly,
shit on.
Honestly, at least you tried.
Thank you.
I mean, most men won't even try to dance like that. And then that's a huge turn on if you can get that down.
You got
all
that
the
down.
Women who want to dance with you, and dancing is a prelude to sex. Yeah, I say back to that place and become a last lollipop.
I'm going to be going Thursday, Friday, and Saturday this week.
Good call,
Mom. What do you got for Mom's news?
Mom's news
is the segment of the show where my mother shares earth-shattering, groundbreaking, need-to-know info. What do we got this week, Mother?
This is from the Complex.
Okay, actually kind of a reliable news source, kind of.
Right.
More of a magazine.
Well, it's an online magazine. And I'm going to go quickly through these because there's a lot of them, but there's 15 of the weirdest things people have had sex with in the movies. I couldn't believe it when I saw these. There's people are having some weird ass sex in the movies. I thought I'd seen some things, but this takes the cake. Number 15 is a donkey.
What?
In the movie Clerks.
He fucks a donkey.
Yep. There's the movie Howard the Duck. There's some kinky stuff going on with a duck. American Pie. I will remember this till I die. Do you remember the scene with the
Jason
Biggs? Yeah, he sticks his dick right in that pie.
Yeah, of course.
I'm gonna the Black Swan fucks a pillow. That's nothing. That's great.
I don't remember that. I never watched Black Swan. That's why.
I remember that. I don't remember that scene though. American Pie again. Someone fucks a flute.
Yeah. Yeah, Bandcamp.
You remember that?
Yep.
A robot in Austin Powers was fucked.
I don't remember that.
It's hard to keep such loaded promises when you're curling up with a fine female like Vanessa Kensington, which is Elizabeth Hurley.
Oh, I remember
even if
her.
She does turn out to be a murderous fembot.
I remember that. Okay.
How? I can't believe you remember all these. Wound.
Yeah. Someone fucked
disgusting.
A wound?
Yeah.
I don't like that. In what movie?
This is it's James Spader in a love scene in Crash.
Yeesh.
Oh, this one is gross. A decapitated head.
Oh,
speaking of gory
God.
Sex phase.
Why is this mom's news? Why is this news? These movies are from fucking, these are movies from the 80s.
That's just this interesting news.
That was a movie called Reanimator.
Right, from 1985. There's another one that's from the Human Centipede. I remember that. Oh, this is the Human Centipede 2.
They fuck sandpaper.
Oh, God. I think. And then last but not least, a chicken in Pink Flamingos.
Oh.
Howard. The bestial bedfellows rope the bird into what can be dubbed one of the most fucked up three ways on record, smashing it to death with their bodies in the act. That's. I don't know. Oh, and one more, which we know about, a corpse.
Ew. That
was seen in Clerks, yeah.
Ugh.
And that's it for Mom's News.
Thank you, Mom, for the wonderful news.
And that was Mom's News.
Mom's News. Is it that time of the show where you start thinking not of your number one turnoffs, but of your number one turn-ons? The time of the show where your heart starts racing, your juices start flowing, and you start thinking, my God, what is that beautiful musk that I'm smelling? It's Cam's Uppers.
Cam's Uppers is the place to be. Fun living is the life for me.
It's Cam's Uppers, the segment of the show where I share something near and dear to my heart, something that my mother typically finds
boring.
Or
making people's cock size larger.
Or
riveting.
Riveting. It's Cam's Uppers. Okay, so this week I've been thinking a lot about making decisions in life. This applies to all decisions we make, and especially when choosing to pursue someone, okay? There is a very delicate balance between thinking, you know, this moment will pass soon, so take advantage of it.
Are you talking about 5-4-3-2-1?
I'm talking about 5-4-3-2-1. You see someone walking down the street, and you're like, oh my God, I should go up and talk to that beautiful woman. Part of me thinks this moment's going to pass. You better fucking make a move, right? Another part of me thinks, this moment's going to pass. It's not really worth the effort right now. It's not really worth pursuing if it's just going to pass. What, I'm going to have a brief conversation with the girl? It's going to be awkward.
Is this the scene in the
subway? I'm going to end up leaving Buenos Aires. What am I going to really develop a relationship with this person? Absolutely not. This is a very delicate balance. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's not. You'll never know unless you try.
Well, this is because you can't think of everything. Is this, if you keep thinking of everything, oh my God, this moment's going to pass, this moment's going to pass, you're going to be doing everything you're just going
to
keep doing.
Your brain within the first 5 seconds is going to tell you not to do something.
When is it always coming down to the 5-second rule for you?
It's because you said it. You had 5 seconds to make a choice.
No, I didn't say this. I didn't say 5 seconds. You said five seconds. I had nothing to do with five seconds.
How many seconds?
There's no seconds involved. There's no seconds. You're just in a situation. You think, oh my God, This moment's gonna pass. Do you either go for it or and take advantage of it, or you just not and let it pass?
How many seconds do you think it was?
All right, that's Cam's uppers. You know what? I was gonna start talking I was gonna start talking about existentialism and nihilism, and then, you know, we're not gonna get there now.
So what happened?
What do you mean? What happened?
Did you let her go?
This is a hypothetical situation. There's not even someone I'm even thinking about.
Oh, I thought this actually happened to you.
No, I've just been thinking about this a lot.
You've been thinking about maybe?
I'm thinking about a lot of, you know, making these decisions. You know, how do you spend your time? And okay, I'm done with Cam's uppers. Somehow you just completely derailed it.
I didn't mean to derail it. I was just trying to dig in deeper to find out where you're going with this.
Dug into some... it was like I was digging a hole and you fucking dug a fucking... horizontal tunnel.
I wasn't sure where was the story was going. Actually,
I destroyed my Cam's uppers this week.
Oh, I'm sorry. I actually thought it was a good story, and I wanted to see where you were going, but I didn't know it was hypothetical.
It was a hypothetical. All right, thank you very much for listening, you all. I want to especially thank our Sneaky Freak patron members, and we have a new Sneaky Freak patron member named Tony who joined the family. Thank you much for supporting the show,
Tony.
And to all of our Sneaky Freaks, some of these people have been here for years keeping our lights on. I want to thank you all. You make our day. You make our show, honestly.
Especially those who participate in our question of the week. We love you guys so much. We know that you can listen to any other podcasts out there, and there's a lot of wonderful ones, but we appreciate the fact you listen to us.
And if you're enjoying this, please consider sending us a little gift at patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom. As always, we love when you share this with a friend, leave a rating and review, and we'll see you next week. Mother, you want to sing them out?
Yeah. And let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and having some stinky sex teas.
Oh, boy.
Stinky sex?
I don't know. Bad. All right.
Another bad one.
Love you all.
Love you guys. Hey, check us out on TikTok.
Bye.
Bye.